before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The number of new daily COVID-19 infections fell below 100,000 for the first time this year. That's according to figures released Sunday by Johns Hopkins University. Some officials expressing concern about the threat of a spike in infections due to people congregating around Super Bowl Sunday, as past surges have been reportedly linked to mass gatherings during holidays and other events. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, let's get the week started. Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Well, the Super Bowl happened, didn't it, Mike?
Yes, it did.
That's about as far as I can go with it.
Yep.
I'm sure there were some folks that were excited and happy for Grandpa Tom, but, you know, I think you said it best when you texted me during the game that... you know, I think the calls are just getting blatant at this point.
Yes.
It was almost a perfect storm for Tampa Bay, and all the things that could have went wrong for the Chiefs absolutely went wrong. It started with the penalties, and you know, you get any team down by that much, and to their credit, to Tampa Bay's credit, they didn't let them back in the game. But you know, you had, which we didn't think was going to be an issue with the Chiefs being without their two of their starting tackles, but it made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as the Chiefs played on defense, those penalties in the first half were killers. You know, you took a field goal off the board, and that ended up being a touchdown. You took an interception away because of, I guess there was a hold. The guy in the black and white said it was a hold. It was pretty lame if you ask me. And then you just, the simple things, like, I don't know what was going on with Tyrann Mathieu and Brady. But when Brady's chasing him down the field, getting in his face, and yet Matthew's the one that gets the penalty.
It
was a lot of weird things.
Yeah. And the thing that I found the most weird, and not just about this game, but the last three games that Tampa played, every one of those teams, the Saints, the Packers, and the Chiefs, are really, really good teams. But it's almost like all three of those teams just didn't really care when it got to that game where they're playing against Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they were a shell of who they actually are in three games in a row. Mm-hmm. How in the world does that happen? And yes, all three of them, they did have their times where, you know, if they hadn't done these things, it could have gone differently for them. Mm-hmm. But overall, all three teams just looked defeated from the first play of the game. Like, it seemed like they didn't want to be there. Like they were like, yeah, oh man, I'm so sick and tired of this season. I just want it to be over, you know. And so they just didn't care. I don't know how that happened with all three of the last games.
To be honest, I don't either. And the running game wasn't really there. Now, granted, the Chiefs aren't necessarily a great running team, but they're a heck of a lot better than what they showed last night. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he rushed 9 times for 64 yards, but it seemed like they didn't even get the running game going until the third quarter. And at that point, it's way too late to start on the running game when you're down. When you're down as much as they were down, you were down, 21-6 at the half. You know, you don't have time for all of that. And, you know, some of the stuff was just mind blowing too, with the rush of the Bucks on Mahomes. And then Mahomes is taken off running 20, 30 yards backwards. And luckily most of those plays, he did get the ball off, and oddly, he did deliver them on target, but then his receivers wouldn't catch the ball. So again, go ahead.
That's basically what I meant by that. Yeah. It's like every team the last three games, it's like certain people just don't care. You know, it's like whatever. It's just another game. If we lose, we lose. It's fine. And and I want to be the first one to be able to start the conspiracy theory that they all did it because the NFL paid them to, so that way Tom Brady could get his 7th Super Bowl.
All right. So
I don't actually believe it, but I want to know that I'm the one that started that conspiracy theory. So
well, and even like looking at the numbers, the stats that the Bucs put up yesterday, Brady was 21-29 for 200 yards. Granted, he had 3 touchdowns. Fournette had 16 carries for 89 yards. Ronald Jones had 12 carries for 61 yards. None of this is really eye-popping. Gronkowski was the leading receiver with six catches for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. Behind him was Fournette. He had 4 catches for 46 yards. Evans, Antonio Brown, and Godwin combined for 8 catches. Now, if I tell you those stats and not tell you the end result of the game, you probably wouldn't believe the Bucs won.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Again, it goes back to, truthfully, you had turnovers. You had Mahomes had 2 interceptions. And let's see. I don't think there was any fumbles in the game, though. I don't think so. Yeah, Mahomes fumbled one, but he recovered it. Right. But and, you know, and even that, like, well, we got to take a break, but there's more to talk about with this. And officiating. So
the guys that were wearing the Tom Brady uniforms.
Yes, or as I called Tom Brady on Friday, the Zebra Whisperer.
Yes.
So let's take a break. We'll come back, talk more about the Super Bowl and, of course, the commercials and the halftime show. We'll talk about it all whenever we come back right after this.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Have you ever asked yourself, how far can my business go? What should I really be doing in my career? What are my true strengths? Why do I feel so stuck? What is my next step? Hello, I'm Monique Guild, host of the Monique Guild Method. Join me Wednesdays at noon on WGSO 990 AM. For over 20 years as a futurist, business intuitive, and development strategist, I'm the go-to person worldwide when a product, project, or person has become stuck. Now I want to help you. Join me on Wednesdays at noon, WGSO 990 AM, and I'm taking callers.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Pruier.
And Mimi Owens.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is moving on up to a new time.
On Mondays at 5 p.m.
Right here on WGSO.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. We're talking about the Super Bowl and talking about some of the calls. And, you know, I think even the Chiefs, they know that there was bad calls, but I think they'll agree that, you know, it's not necessarily what cost them the game. It was just really poor timing on all those calls. But, you know, on the flip side, there was a play when Mahomes got sacked and, like, he got high load and then a third guy came in and hit him. And hit him, looked like it was in the helmet, but, you know, and ref is standing right there and no call.
Mm-hmm.
There was other times too that I noticed when Mahomes was being rushed, they might not have hit him, but their hands certainly slapped him in the head, and that's a penalty too.
Yeah.
I'll just put it this way. Do you think those plays would have been called if it was on Brady?
No. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I said that exactly the opposite of what I meant to say.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking.
Yes, they most definitely would have been.
And not that slapping the quarterback in the head, most of the time, it's incidental contact for sure, but it doesn't matter. That's the rules. And those are the things that truthfully, I was glad that I didn't have any stake in that game, because it could have been really upsetting. If I was a Chiefs fan, I would be pretty upset. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. There were a lot, like you said, it didn't change the outcome of the game, but there were a lot of calls that would have definitely gone the other way had it happened to Brady, and would have been called on anybody, or things that would not have been called had it been any other quarterback, but would have been for Brady, because Brady makes the NFL more money than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing is, like, I could see maybe if he was going to ride off into the sunset this year, but he's not. He's going to play another one. Mm-hmm. Why would? Yeah, I mean, way things go, you're pretty taken care of. I don't know. It was just really, I guess, just like you said, man, it was pretty darn blatant. And I don't know. Like, you know, again, perfect storm of how they got beat. Disappointing. So let's move to the thing that people that aren't football fans really care about. The commercials. So, what did you what were some memorable ones that you had?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't really paying as much attention as I normally do. Mm-hmm. We had a couple friends come over, and we were barbecuing and chatting, and so I wasn't paying as much attention to the commercials, or to the game for that matter, as I normally do.
Did you watch the game with those Bucks fans?
No, I did not. Okay. Nope, I was not going to do that. Okay. No, excuse me. You mean the Brady and Gronk fans? That,
yes.
They're not. I don't know if they knew that Tampa Bay Buccaneers existed until this year. But anyway, the one that I liked, the one that I thought was kind of fun that I actually saw, was the GM commercial, where it had Will Ferrell in it, and he's screaming about the people in Norway, and he's calling them losers, and that one, I thought that one was fun.
Yeah. I like that one. I like the I like the Cheetos commercial that had Shaggy in it. Wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
That was good. And truthfully, the one I liked the best was the State Farm commercial with Drake in it. And Paul Rudd was the stand-in for Mahomes. Rogers' stand-in was the guy that used to be in the State Farm commercials with the cheese head, the bigger guy, and yelled Rogers. He was his stand-in, and so Rogers was mad about that. And Mahomes was like, "Well, I don't really get why this guy's my stand-in," and it was Paul Rudd, and he was like fumbling the football around, and Rodgers was like, "Yeah, I totally see that." And then and then Jake from State Farm, his stand-in was Drake. But
well, of course, Drake for Jake. That makes sense.
But I thought that one was pretty good. But you know, another thing, I thought that I read that, I know Pepsi and Coke didn't do commercials, but I didn't think Budweiser was doing any either. But
that was what I was going to say. Budweiser made this big deal about how they're not doing any commercials, yet there were about 40 Anheuser-Busch commercials, about 40 Bud Light commercials, and about 40 Michelob Ultra commercials.
Yeah. And Stella Artois is.
Stella Artois as well, yeah.
So it was like, I don't. I mean, I only remember there being one Anheuser-Busch commercial, and that was like about the one about let's go have a beer. But I just didn't get it. And then of course Sam Adams.
I did like that one too.
I don't know how I felt about that being from St. Louis. To be honest with you, I'm a little salty. Don't put the Clydesdale. Don't you dare talk bad about those Clydesdales.
It was funny when all the horses started destroying everything, and the guy's like, whoops.
The Rocket Mortgage one wasn't too bad either. The one where...
With Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad with the guy, and then he had to fight Batista, and that one wasn't too bad. But overall, it just seemed a little lackluster. I normally like, you know, my favorite commercials that happen during the Super Bowl are the ones that are previewing the big blockbuster movies and stuff like that. And the closest we came to that was the Falcon and Winter Soldier commercial. So, I mean, but I guess other than that, it was all right. Did you watch the halftime show with The Weeknd?
No, that was around the time that I was pulling my roast off of the pit, and I figured I don't even know who The Weeknd is other than having heard his name. So I was like, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to bring this inside. So.
Well, the only thing with that, like the one song, you know, the one song, I think it's called like Blinded by the Light, not or Blinded in the Light or something like that. You know that song if you heard it, but other than that, I don't know any of his music either. It wasn't bad. It just, you know, it wasn't. I'll put it this way. I would think that you have more hits to play something like that. But the most interesting thing is I didn't realize, A, they don't get paid. The performers don't get paid to perform the halftime show. And on top of it, he paid $7 million out of his own pocket for the production.
Wow.
Now, I'm not the smartest man in the world, and I don't know what the finances are of the NFL, but even during a pandemic, I'm pretty sure they did okay, all things considered. And you couldn't front some cash, so that just tells me that they've probably never been paying these entertainers and paying for the production. I get why they have somebody like The Weeknd, because he's a popular artist right now, and they're trying to bring eyes to the product that don't normally watch. You know, that's what the MO is, but it still is a little strange that, you know, it should be at least every couple of years you have a band like Metallica or the Foo Fighters that have tons of hits, and yet they've never played the Super Bowl. It's just strange.
And I did see something on Facebook or Reddit or Twitter or something this morning that I really liked, and I thought you would probably like it too. Said after seeing last night's halftime performance, I vote that they just replay Prince's halftime performance every single year for the rest of the world or whatever it said. I was like, all right, yeah, I could deal with Prince.
Even
if it's the same one, let's just do Prince.
Yeah, and actually he played a Foo Fighters song during that performance because he was mad they had covered Darling Nikki, so his way of somehow getting even was to play one of their songs during the halftime show, which, you know, I love Prince, but he was a weird dude, and I don't know how that's getting even, but I gotta say that's...
I'll show you.
I wouldn't be upset about that. You know, it's... I don't know. I just don't get... I don't understand where they come up with who plays, and I feel like you should probably have more number ones than... Nothing against The Weeknd, but maybe a few more number ones than him. So, all right, let's take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some Saints stuff and some Pelican stuff. So stick around. We'll be right back. Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. A missing 10-year-old New Iberia girl has been found safe after two sanitation workers ID'd the kidnapper's car thanks to an Amber Alert that went out overnight. State police issued the Amber Alert asking the public to be on the lookout for a gray Nissan Altima. And Dion Merrick says when he and his co-workers saw the vehicle in a field in St. Martin Parish, they blocked it in and called 911.
Look what I did to that truck. I blocked the truck in, make sure you couldn't get out.
Yeah, we blocked it with the garbage truck. Yeah, we blocked that boy with that thing. That big truck boy, you ain't getting out that thing.
And three former Tigers are getting Super Bowl rings after helping lead Tampa to a 31-9 drubbing of Kansas City. Devin White, Leonard Fournette, and Kevin Minter are all on cloud nine, and Fournette credited Tampa QB Tom Brady for the win.
You know, all week, he made us believe we was going to win. He was texting us 11 o'clock at night, we will win this game. And we believed in him. You know, we believed in the play call and what the coaches was calling, and we just ran with it.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running. He's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries, we've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email. Tiger Rag Daily. You've got all the LSU sports news you need. Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all. Tiger Rag.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 AM, Friday from 5 to 6.
Hi, this is Valerie Armand. Join me for my new show, Mortal Musings, Thursdays at 7 p.m. I will be talking about life, death, and everything in between. Tune in Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on the brand spanking new WGSO.com website, which again, make sure, just to let everybody know, just a reminder that we have switched to where we're a not-for-profit station, so if you'd like to find more information on how you could get more involved with WGSO, head on over to WGSO.com. All the information is there. You can find out about our 75 for 75 campaign and much, much more. You'll even see Mike and I's ugly mugs on there. So don't let that deter you. You can still get a lot of other information. There's some good content on there that we didn't have before. So make sure you go check out WGSO.com and check out the 75 for 75. So, let's talk a little bit about the Saints.
Not good news the last few days.
No, it really hasn't. They got in more hot water over COVID, which, by the way, I mean, they haven't played in, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But yet they're somehow still getting in trouble over COVID stuff?
Well, at least they waited until the season was over to announce it. Well, until our season was over anyway.
Yeah, so the Saints are facing another punishment for their third breach of COVID-19 rules. And this could result in penalties even bigger than the $500,000 in fines and the loss of a draft pick for their last offense. In this case, the violation concerns running back Alvin Kamara, who was placed on the COVID-19 list ahead of Week 17 in the regular season after testing positive for coronavirus. Kamara's infection reportedly came after an interaction at Saints facility with a person not employed by the team who ended up testing positive for the virus as well. The violation was reportedly captured on surveillance video that has since been obtained by the NFL. According to The Athletic, the Saints don't believe the interaction is what caused Kamara to contract the virus, but the mere presence of the person was a direct violation of the NFL's rules for who is allowed into team facilities. Another reported issue came from Kamara himself, as running back reportedly refused to wear the NFL's mandated contact tracing device all season. That made contact tracing with Kamara difficult after he tested positive, and the end result was every running back on the Saints active roster ending up on the COVID-19 list. You know, I get that the rules are the rules, but man, it does seem like that they are always paying attention to what happens with the Saints.
Yes, they are. Oh my God. And I wish I could remember what happened. I was actually telling somebody the story yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what it was that, that Tom Benson did to piss off Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
But man, get over it. Oh my goodness. Stop hating on the Saints. What is going on?
Right. I don't know. It does seem like that they nitpick on the Saints. Now, you know, I get it. The rules are the rules, whatever.
Yeah.
But here, the season's over with. Then, I mean, this comes out now. Which I can almost guarantee you this is going to be a loss of a draft pick and probably pretty good one, because if we already lost a draft pick, we'll probably lose a better draft pick this time.
Yeah. Then we lose a seventh round before. We're going to lose something higher than that. Luckily we're picking up a couple of draft picks, but then we got one for Atlanta taking Terry Fontenot, and then one for Carolina taking Teddy Bridgewater. So we do have those two. So it's not going to help when they take our first or second round draft pick.
Oh man, I hope that's not the case. If they do that, I don't have much faith in. Well, I don't have a lot of faith in Goodell as it stands. But
yeah, true.
Then it'd be awful apparent that there is some type of issue.
You know he's going to use the Saints to make that point to the rest of the team, the rest of the league.
Make an example out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they did with the quote-unquote bounty gate. But
which everybody was doing, but we're the ones that got punished.
Absolutely. So some of the other news that came out from the Saints this weekend is that Drew Brees has agreed to reduce his 2021 salary from $25 million to the veterans minimum of $1.075 million, and that frees up $24 million in salary cap space for the Saints, which the Saints were projected to be about $100 million over the cap. And the thing is that this pretty much shows that he will be retiring.
Yep. Actually, the article that I saw Saturday morning that introduced me to the fact that this happened, the title of it is "Retirement is Closer Than It's Ever Been After Drew Brees' Big Pay Cut." Mm-hmm. And after reading that article, I was pretty sad.
Yeah. I mean, if not, then I guess he just wants to, you know, play for the minimum, which I can't imagine doing. Just to help him out.
That's like going up to your boss and be like, "Hey, man, I'm retiring next year, and so I'll be happy to take minimum wage."
Right.
Nobody's going to do that.
No. And I guess that money will be deferred over over a lot of years. I can't even imagine how many years in deferred money he has as it stands. but it does help out tremendously, and it frees up $24 million. So we still got a long ways to go. We still got to figure out what to do with $75 million, where we got to, you know, where we can cut from that. But truthfully, I don't look for Jared Cook to be back. And
I kind of see Marcus Williams being gone.
Yeah, I think you're right there, too. I think Marcus Williams has been a good player, but I don't see how we can afford him, right? Not at this point. And, you know, it's just the nature of the beast, and the NFL's set it up this way to stop teams like the if you remember, like in the 90s, like you had the 49ers, you had the Cowboys, and you had even the Packers and the Broncos to an extent were able to have quote-unquote dynasties. And it really somehow the Patriots managed to figure out a way around it. But I don't know. It's set up for there to be parity between the teams, but we know how that's been. And you can't say it's been because the Patriots drafted really, really well. That's not it.
Yeah.
All the credit, you know, goes to Belichick and I guess Brady, since, you know, he's got seven rings now. But, yeah. You know, that it's just almost unheard of. And I can't foresee another team to be able to pull off a 20-year run in the NFL just the way it's set up. But, you know, we'll see.
And part of me every once in a while wishes that they would do a franchise tag like MLB and NBA. But at the same time, like you said, it keeps those dynasties from occurring.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL doesn't need a Yankees or something like that, you know. And so it's going to hurt us this year, but I don't mind it overall.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna have to face the music at some point with this, and you know, if it means that you've got to do it now and get past it, then that's what it means. And you know, who knows what next year will, you know, where we'll be. I still believe that we'll have the biggest for the most part, the nucleus of our team together. And you know, and also things that I've been reading that, you know, that Winston is who they plan on using as their guy.
I was just thinking about that. I was reading something earlier today talking about how the news came out that Winston is basically the front runner for the quarterback next year. And it didn't really surprise me, considering that you've got the Lions. What's the quarterback's name?
Stafford.
Stafford, thank you. Stafford's gone. Deshaun Watson, we don't even know if he's going to be gone, but all of the teams that he said he wanted to play for had nothing to do with the Saints, and the Saints couldn't afford to hire him anyway. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, it didn't really surprise me, because you kind of everybody expected Jameis Winston to be the guy, especially after sitting behind Breeze for a year, learning from Breeze and Peyton. He got his LASIK surgery. He lost 30 pounds, whatever it is. Yeah, he was willing to humble himself and take that million-dollar contract as opposed to $30 million, whatever.
Right.
So I can see him being the next guy. It didn't really surprise me, but it was interesting to see that they're not – basically that they don't have the ability to go after somebody else.
Yeah. But it's true. And even some of the asking prices that I've seen on Sam Darnold, what the Jets are wanting, they want first round draft picks for him. I don't know who's going to part with a first round draft pick for Sam Darnold.
No.
And then I've also seen Carson Wentz being on the block and about with them and the Bears, which I could totally see the Bears going after someone like Carson Wentz, because that's just the Bears.
When Trubisky's is your best option, yeah, go after Carson Wentz.
You know, and who knows what the issue is with Carson Wentz. He hasn't played up to his potential in the last couple of years, and even when they won the Super Bowl, he was injured. And it would make all the sense in the world that the Bears would go after someone like Carson Wentz and not anything yes. that's a slam dunk lock for actually having a good quarterback, because I don't like, you know, I think we talked about it last week or the week before. When was the last time that they had a great quarterback?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time.
I mean, unless you're talking about McMahon, but when they won the Super Bowl in 85, it certainly wasn't because of Jim McMahon. No. It was because of that defense. No. So
I wonder if they know that Deshaun Watson may be available soon.
Probably not. Well, they had their opportunity. They could have had him or Patrick Mahomes. But that instead, they traded up one spot to get Mitchell Trubisky. So... I don't know. They got a lot of problems, and we'll see. If they made the move for Wentz, I would just shake my head and just say it's business as usual in Chicago. But so we'll see how it all shakes out. Regardless, I'm sure Drew's going to make his decision here real soon, and if he hasn't already, and then we'll be able to start moving along. So. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk some Pelicans because they've been playing pretty well lately. So let's come back and talk about them, and we'll be back after this.
Just like the curse, just like the strain.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi. This is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is...
Arroyas con calamares. It's a Spanish phrase, literally meaning rice and squid, but that doesn't capture the big-time distinctiveness of this familiar Spanish dish. One of the main ingredients of the dish is ink from the squid's system of camouflage. A little of it goes a long way. A well-made bowl of arroyas con calamares may be as black as anything you ever eat in your life. The ink provides not just color, but flavor, too. It's usually made with enough pepper to make an impression that way, too. It's usually served as an entree, and although it might not seem to be the sort of thing that wears well, no avid diner leaves any of it behind.
It's the food show right here.
To set them up, to let them fall.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Don't look now, Mike, but the Pels have won 3 in a row.
I do not believe it. I know that it happened, and I still don't believe it.
Yeah, they beat Phoenix on last Wednesday, which beat them really handedly, beat them 123 to 101. then played a good game against the Pacers on Friday night, won that one 114-113, and then also then on Saturday beat the Grizzlies, beat three good teams in a row. I don't even know what to think right now. The good news is that Ingram and Zion have continued to play well. Let's see, Saturday night, Ingram had 27, Zion had 29, Eric Bledsoe had 21, Lonzo Ball had 16, and, you know, they look good. As a matter of fact, Steven Adams had a down game on Saturday night, and they still won. I don't know. Maybe they've turned the corner, and they're starting to figure out who they are.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice. And Friday night, Ingram had 30, Zion had 18, and Lonzo Ball had 20. You know, and to Ball's credit, you know, with all the rumors circulating about him being traded and even J.J. Redick being traded, I have noticed J.J. Redick hasn't been getting as much playing time, though, as what he was.
Yeah.
But to Ball's credit, you know, he's still playing, and he's playing like he's got his head buried in the sand, and that's truthfully, that's the only way you can do it. But it does look like that some of the most likely place that most people are considering for Lonzo Ball to be traded to is the Chicago Bulls. And I did see something that some of the people that they were rumoring him to be traded for, and one is Lauri Markkanen. And I don't think they're going to trade him for Lonzo Ball, maybe, because that guy's averaging almost 20 points a game. I can't imagine that being it, unless we throw in draft picks with it.
Yeah. Well, we have enough. We can do. Give them about 400 draft picks and not have it hurt us.
Right. So. Which, I don't know. There has to be. I feel like the Pelicans would have to sweeten the pot pretty good to be able to pull that off. But I don't know. We'll see how that works out. The Pelicans will be playing tomorrow night against the Rockets, so maybe they can exact some revenge on them for the last game, because they got beat pretty good on that game too. I think that was one of the worst losses they had this year. And then Wednesday, speaking of the Bulls, that's who they'll be taking on in Chicago. So who knows? Maybe it'll be one of those deals. While we're in town, maybe we make a swap, and you can just leave him here, and you can take our guy with you back to New Orleans. But
tell him pack a bag,
right? I don't know. I feel like J.J. Redick is a lot closer to being traded than what Lonzo Ball is. Because Lonzo Ball, I think he's played a lot better in the last week or so. He's played a lot better defense. He's been making some big baskets. And where, like I said, J.J. Redick, it just seems like he's been kind of a non-factor in most of the games. And, I mean, I get the whole philosophy that shooters are going to shoot. And you got to shoot your way out of slumps and things like that. But man, he just doesn't have the feel right now, and I don't see it getting any better. And it's one of those things that doesn't matter how much, especially in a situation like him, he's 36 years old. It's not going to matter how much practicing and shooting by himself or whatever. It's not going to affect, because I'm sure when he's just shooting around by himself, he's probably making 90% of his shots.
Yeah, of course.
The difference really, to me, it comes whenever you're in that game situation and you miss your first one. Once you miss that first one, you're going to start pressing, and then, it makes it a hell of a lot harder to go on, to get hot, and it just doesn't. I don't think I've seen a game, and I'm trying to think on the fly if I remember any games this year where he's shot the ball really well. To his standards, I don't think it's been there.
No.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's a good dude, and he's tried to do all the little things to help the team. It's just not enough right now. And I think it's just time to move on.
Yeah, and as going back to why am I going blank right now? Lonzo Ball, all of the stuff that I've seen about why, you know, quote, why he should be traded, it's all problems that seem to no longer exist. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, if he goes to this team, he'd be a better fit, and you can trade him for this guy who would be a better fit with the Pelicans. But I feel like Lonzo Ball has kind of found his place on the team. Mm-hmm. He's gotten to the point to where he now knows this is what I'm supposed to do. He's comfortable. He can actually make it. He can get out there and play the way he's supposed to. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those arguments about why he should be traded don't, at least at the moment, don't really fit anymore. You know, we'll see. It's a long season. The issues could come back. But, you know, for now, I don't really see those things being an issue.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't either. I think the thing is with him is he's a very streaky shooter, and I don't think he's a consistent shooter to begin with. So a guy like him, where J.J. Redick is a shooter, but he understands the game well enough that he knows that if he's not making shots, he needs to be doing something else to contribute. Those are normally the things – that's what's going to make Lonzo Ball an intricate piece of your team, is that he does all those little things, and he can bring the ball up the court. He's a good passer. He's not a bad defender. Got to cut down on turnovers. But and then whatever you get from him from the three-point line or, anything scoring-wise is just landing up. But the problem is with him is that and kind of goes across the board, and it's not just the Pels, but if your shot's not falling, then stop shooting. You know, don't keep throwing up three-pointers, because you're going to put the team in a hole. You know, you got to be smart enough. You got to figure out other parts of your game. You know, if it's not falling from the three-point line, then you need to get in closer. I mean, that seems like it's pretty common sense stuff. You'd be surprised that it's not. You know, there's just those people that, again, shooters are going to shoot their way out of it, and that's just not the case. He's just not that guy. And I think it's a lot of figuring out who he is as a player and you know, maybe starting to see it. But where he's really the most valuable is he's a tremendous passer, and he can play good defense, and there's no shame in going out and having 15 assists tonight. You know, if he scores 6 to 10 points and has 15 assists, he's had a great night. So
yeah,
we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll let you know as soon as we know. So I think that's gonna do it for us tonight, and I'm gonna go home and watch the St. Louis Blues, and for the fourth game in a row, play the Phoenix Coyotes.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, it feels like a playoff series, and it's not. So, let's get out of here. And until then, let's just play Gloria. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.
With Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is cheering a bipartisan deal on the structure of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. The New York Democrat lays out the timing for argument.
Each side will have ample time to make their arguments. 16 hours over 2 days for the House managers, the same for the former president's counsel. If managers decide they want witnesses, there will be a vote on that.
Facebook announced on Monday that it will take down posts with claims about vaccines that health organizations or its fact checkers deem false. Facebook adding that they will begin enforcing this policy immediately, adding that the focus will be on publishers, groups, and accounts that violate its rules. Twitter made that same announcement regarding vaccines in December. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all ending the day after the Super Bowl in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
One of the deadliest apps.